Glory to Jesus Christ, glory forever. Today's video is 7 questions, 7 answers about angels. Question 1, what is an angel? The name angel means messenger. This word chiefly defines their service to God, specifically on behalf of the human race. Angels occupy the first and highest place in the whole order of created being. They are pure spirits, fleshless, without bodies, like God, but they are not as perfect as He is. They reveal things of God to human beings. They protect us from harm, and they inspire us to do good. The pages of the scripture make clear to us that mankind knew of the existence of angels since its first days in paradise. The Old Testament records the appearance of angels at the entrance to paradise to Abraham, Nahor, Jacob, Esau, Isaiah, Ezekiel, and others of the prophets. The books of Job and the Psalms make reference to angels as well. In the Gospels, angels appear to Zacharias, the Theotokos, Joseph the betrothed, the shepherds, and the Magi. They minister to Christ after his temptation, and when strengthened him in Gethsemane. They informed the myrrh-bearing women of his resurrection and told the apostles of his second coming at the ascension. And in the remainder of the New Testament, they appeared to Peter, Cornelius, Paul, and John the theologian. Question 2, when were angels created? In the creed we recite, I believe in one God, creator of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. The invisible world of angels was created by God and created before our visible world. The Lord explains to Job, when the stars were made, all thy angels praised me with a loud voice. The Holy Fathers understood the word heaven in the first words of Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth to mean the invisible heaven, or the dwelling place of the powers on high. Saints such as Ambrose and Jerome, Gregory the Great, and Anastasius of Sinai taught that God created the angels long before he created our visible world, and that angels already stood before the face of the Creator and served him. St. Gregory the Theologian explains this. Since for the goodness of God it was not enough to be occupied only with the contemplation of himself, it was needful that good should extend further and further, so that the number of those who have received grace might be as many as possible. Therefore, God created first of all the angelic heavenly powers. And as much as these first creatures were pleasing to him, he devised another world, the material and visible world. In his exposition on the Orthodox faith, St. John of Damascus echoes these thoughts of St. Gregory the Theologian. Question 3. What is the nature of angels? By their nature, angels are active spirits which have intelligence, will, and knowledge. They serve God, they fulfill his providential will, and they give glory to him. They are fleshless spirits which belong to the invisible world, and as such they cannot be seen by our bodily eyes. St. John of Damascus instructs us, angels do not appear exactly as they are to the righteous and those to whom God wills them to appear. On the contrary, they appear under a different form, so as to be seen by those who behold them. In the book of Tobit, the angel who traveled with Tobit and his son told them about himself. All these days, he says, I merely appeared to you and did not eat or drink, but you were seeing a vision. While angels surpass men by their spiritual powers, they are, as created beings, limited. Being bodiless, they are less dependent on space and time than we are, but they are not everywhere present as God is. Immortality is another attribute of angels, as is clearly testified to in the scriptures, where we read that they cannot die. But the scriptures explain their immortality is not a divine immortality, something self-existing or unconditional, but it depends, like the immortality of human souls, on the will and the mercy of God. Angels' minds are more elevated than ours. Their might and power surpass all earthly governments and authorities. The nature of angels is higher than the nature of human beings, as the psalmist tells us, that man is a little lower than the angels. In spite of their exalted nature, they do not know the essence of God. They do not know the future. They do not completely understand the mystery of the redemption. They do not know all human thoughts, and of themselves, they cannot perform miracles. Question 4. How many are the angelic hosts? The scripture presents the angelic world as extraordinarily large. When the prophet Daniel saw a vision of the Ancient of Days, it was revealed to him that thousands ministered to him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. St. Luke records that a multitude of the heavenly host praised the coming to earth of the Son of God at the Nativity. St. Cyril of Alexandria explains to us, "Reckon how many are the Roman nation. Reckon how many the barbarian tribes now living, and how many have died within the last 100 years. Reckon how many nations have been buried during the last 1,000 years. Reckon all from Adam to this day. Great indeed is that multitude, but yet it is little, for the angels are many more. They are the 99 sheep, and mankind is the single one. The earth is but a point in the midst of the one heaven. Must not the heaven of heavens contain unimaginable numbers? Thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000. The multitude is only so great because the prophet could not express more than these." Question 5. What are the ranks of angels? Guided by the Holy Scriptures and the teachings of the Church Fathers, the Orthodox Church holds that there are various hierarchical degrees of the heavenly powers. Based on the work, The Heavenly Hierarchy, attributed to St. Dionysius the Areopagite, the angelic world is understood to be divided into 9 choirs, or ranks, and these 9 into 3 hierarchies, with 3 ranks in each. In the first hierarchy are those closest to God, the seraphim, the cherubim, and the thrones. In the second, middle hierarchy are the powers, the dominions, and the authorities. And finally, in the third hierarchy, the principalities, the archangels, and the angels, those who are closest to us human beings. We find this numbering of the 9 ranks of angels in the apostolic constitutions, the writings of St. Ignatius of Antioch, St. Gregory the Theologian, St. John Chrysostom, St. Gregory Dialogos, St. John of Damascus, and others. In the various books of the Bible, we find the individual names of these ranks in Genesis, the Psalms, Isaiah, Ezekiel, 1 Thessalonians, Ephesians, Colossians, and Jude. Question 6. Who are the angels named in the Scriptures? In the Bible, some of the angels are identified for us by name. Michael, which means who is like God, is found in Daniel, Jude, and Revelation. Gabriel, which means man of God, is mentioned in Daniel and Luke. Raphael, which means the help of God, is introduced in Tobit. Uriel, fire of God, is found in the 3rd book of Esdras. So is Salathiel, prayer to God, mentioned in 3rd Esdras. Apart from this, tradition ascribes names to 2 other angels, Jehudiel, the praise of God, and Barachiel, the blessings of God. In the 2nd book of Esdras, there is mention of yet another angel, Jeremiel, the height of God, but interpreting the context, this angel is the same as the one named Uriel. Question 7. What is the ministry of angels? It is evident from Scripture that angels were ordained by God to be the most perfect reflections of His grandeur and glory, participating in His blessedness. If, in the words of David the psalmist, the visible heavens declare the glory of God, how much more the spiritual heavens? St. Gregory the Theologian calls the angels the reflections of the perfect light, or secondary lights. Not only do angels hymn the glory of God, but they serve Him in the works of His providence in our visible world. Angels are appointed for the governance of elements and the heavens, the world and everything that is in it. Some saints hold that special angels are placed over different aspects of the kingdom of nature. This view is based on the book of Revelation, where angels are said to be in charge of certain earthly elements, the waters, the earth, the winds, and the fire. In the book of Daniel, there are angels to whom God has entrusted the care of the fate of peoples and the kingdoms of the earth. Finally, the church believes that every human being has his or her own guardian angel, if we have not turned them away by an impious life. Our Lord and Savior has said, "Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven." Even though God created all angels good, some of them did not remain faithful to God, and they sinned. These bad angels were cast into hell and are known as devils. They try to harm us by tempting us to sin. We can resist their temptation by praying and fasting and doing good deeds. God will always help us to fight the snares of the evil one if we ask him. He will send our guardian angel to assist us in the struggle. These good angels who remained faithful to God entered into the eternal bliss of heaven, where they see and love and adore the living God. The role of angels in salvation history is indeed significant. In the Old Testament, they brought the word and will of God to men. Even in the New Testament, they appeared to Zechariah, Joseph, the Theotokos, and the shepherds, and the Magi, and announced good news on behalf of God. But their role is subordinate to that of our Lord. Once the Father's voice announced, "This is my beloved Son," the Scripture tells us the angels ministered unto Jesus, and that they served as guardians for us humans. Yes, their role is significant, but as St. Paul teaches the Colossians, it pales in comparison to that of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be all glory, honor, and worship with his Father and the Holy Spirit unto ages of ages. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Glory forever.